David, let's kick off with this one, probably for you. There's a question here from Jamie, who wants to know, when a rocket is returning from space, how much does Earth's atmosphere slow it down?
Okay, well, we rely on Earth's atmosphere to slow the rocket down. If you're thinking of a re-entry capsule, such as Apollo used, or such as we used to get back from the International Space Station, you have a blunt end and you have tiles to absorb the heat, because the compression when you hit the atmosphere heats the atmosphere so much that you'd burn the spacecraft up if it wasn't properly protected. So you slow down using the atmosphere. It's much easier to land on any planet with an atmosphere than onto an airless body, where you do need to use rockets. But if people have been seeing, is it the Falcon rocket landing back on the barge from which it's taken off, that is using rocket power to slow it back down. So both techniques are used, but you use less fuel if you use the atmosphere to slow you down than a parachute to make the final bit of descent, for example.
Thank you very much, David. And of course, the temperature that you reach is humongous, isn't it? Because you're doing adiabatic compression of the atmosphere in front of the capsule, so you get 1,000 degrees or so.
Absolutely, more than 1,000. I think it's usually described as friction with the atmosphere, but it's not friction. It's not rubbing against it.
It's compression.
Slamming into it and compressing it. That's why shooting stars are glowing in the sky. It's the compression of the air in front of a grain of dust coming in. It's not friction. It's compressing the air to make it hot.
Thank you, David.